setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Welcome to The Ken Coleman Show, where we do, in fact, help you win at work and in your life. Here's what I know to be true. If you are on purpose in your work, you are experiencing tremendous meaning, you are making an impact while making the income that you desire, it's going to trickle down to every area of your life. Your physical health, mental health, emotional health, relationship health. It's just going to help. It's going to lift everything. I promise. And you know in your heart of hearts that you were created to do more than just get a paycheck. I want you to get a fat paycheck. I'm all about the big paychecks. But I know that life is more than a paycheck, and there is purpose in all of us. There is a desire in all of us to make a difference, a unique difference. And I want to help you figure out what that is. 844-747-2577. I also want to help you get there, to help you do it, help you do it on a great, great level. Here's the deal. Your greatness lies within your uniqueness. Your greatness lies within your uniqueness. And when you get that and you realize you were created, put on this planet during a unique time in history to fill a unique role, to benefit a unique set of people. Boy, that's exciting stuff. And that's what we're talking about. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Okay, quick update on where we stand in the American job market. Okay, November job numbers are out. 4.5 million people left their jobs in November. So if we go back to October, September, and August when the numbers started coming out, extraordinary numbers, records. 4+ million in August, 4+ million in September, 4+ million in October, and now 4.5 million in November. Quick tally, because there's a 4.5 in there, 4.6, 4.3, you get the drift. We're approaching 20 million, but it's easily over 18 million plus people switch jobs. Gigantic musical chairs. And some of you have been searching or you're thinking about searching and you're going, well, everybody else is doing it. Why don't I? And I'm not saying you shouldn't, but what I want to do is I want to briefly lay out what I think are the three major drivers behind those extraordinary numbers. Why are people searching for jobs? What are the drivers? So the first one is, if I could create a statement or an emotion for each three, which I've done, this is what I would call them. The first one is, I need something else. It feels and presents itself like a lateral move. I need something else. The person who's in this boat is, you know, kind of thinking, I like what I do, but I want to do it somewhere else. Or my current environment is unhealthy. Or I'm relocating to a new city. I'm good at this. I like this. It's okay. It's a good job. It's okay. It's not great. It's okay. And so I want to fill in the gap. I want to replace it. Now, the question that this person, if this is you, you need to be asking before you make this decision to move or to search on, you know, real purpose here and get serious about it, is, am I dreaming big enough? Why the lateral move only? Look up the ladder. Could I get a bump in responsibility and pay? So get the eyes up, dream a little bigger. That's the question you need to ask yourself. Am I dreaming big enough? All right, the second driver, the statement, the emotion here is, I need something more. This is somebody who's all about advancing. You want to advance, and you go, I need something more. What I have now isn't enough. This could be a person looking for a promotion, obviously looking for a bigger paycheck, and somebody who's burned out. Hey, I really loved it. It was a season when I loved it, but I've been going really hard, and I just need change. I've lost the juice. I've burned out. The question you need to ask yourself here is, are there jobs that I'm searching for, or are the jobs that I'm searching for, are they on purpose? Primarily, of course, you've got to have the talent for it, but primarily, do I love the work? Passion. Does the work produce results that I connect to? Are there value connections there? Is it missional? You got to ask yourself that. Or you're going to fall into the same exact bucket again and go, oh, I just moved over here. And I got the same emotion 6 months later. Oh, I need something else. The third driver, the emotion here is I can't take it. Can't do this. Can't do it anymore. I mean, you're beyond burned out and frazzled. This is a demonstrative decision. It's like, I'm done. You know, this could be, hey, I'm running out of energy. I mean, I just can't. I mean, burned out is one thing I can keep coming at, but no, I can't do this. Maybe you're out of a job. So the emotion is I got to have something. I can't stay in this part-time job, unemployment benefits. I can't do it. I need money. Maybe you've been recently fired or laid off to put you in that situation. The point here is that this is a job desperation. Like, you are desperate. And let's just stay here for a moment longer. When you see somebody that's desperate to survive, it's a whole nother level. Intensity that we never see on this person. I mean, they are freaking out, panicked, manic. And when we see a person that is in that state of mind because of their physical survival, imagine on the professional level, you're that desperate and you feel like your physical survival is tied to a paycheck. Imagine the decisions that you will make. Imagine the decisions you won't make. Let's break that down. The decisions you'll make, I'm just going to take the first thing. I'm grabbing for a rope. I'm grabbing for something, and I touch it. I grab it. That's what I'm taking. It's desperation. There's no thought. It's just like, I don't care how bad it is. It is. I'm going to take it. It's going to pull me out of this water, right? The quicksand, or you use the metaphor. The decisions you don't make is you don't think, okay, look, I can tread water a little longer. I can swim over here. I can hang in here. I can sell something. I can figure something out. I don't want to go from an awful situation to a bad situation. But see, desperation makes us consider bad and go, well, at least it ain't awful, right? And that's what's happening. Desperation takes away all discernment. There's no discernment. I'm desperate. And I don't think you have to be desperate. If it's an emotional thing, then get some clarity, sleep on it for one night, and it's not going to be that big of a difference. It's never as desperate as it seems. So the question for that person is, hey, am I preparing to make the next move the right way, in the right frame of mind, so that I don't act in a desperate way? Don't move. More of the show coming right up. My friends at Bethel School of Technology have received the Best Value College Alternative Award by University Research and Review. They're one of only 15 institutions to receive this award because their online technology boot camp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training and highest chances of post-school employment. And it's a fraction of the cost and a fraction of the time. Go to BethelTech.net/KenColeman and get an offer of $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/KenColeman. Helping you live the life you really want to live. Working in a role, on a career path that you absolutely are juiced about. You're making great money. You are delivering great results. And as a result, you're experiencing tremendous meaning and seeing the impact that you make. And by the way, Monday mornings aren't miserable for you. And when you go home on Friday, it's not, well, I'm going to drink my face off to try to forget the week I just went through. This is possible to actually win. And your greatness in your work lies in your uniqueness and who you are. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. All right, let's get to the phones. Fort Worth, Texas is where we start off. Brian joins us there. Brian, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for having me on, man.
You bet, Brian. How can I help?
Hey, so I'm in a weird kind of transitional phase in life, it feels like. I think some of us call this the midlife crisis, but anyway, I had a really strong career about 15 years in tech. Like, I've checked all the boxes, everything I'm going to do, been on fire. Worked for one of the best companies in America. And then, you know, a couple of years ago, right, obviously we're all dealing with COVID. We did have a reorg, and now my current role is no longer using my gifts or skill sets. And I'm at the full fucking point there. And then alongside that, we hit baby step 7, which is great. It's amazing. But now I'm kind of like the dog who caught the car and like doesn't know what to do with it and just knows he doesn't like the taste of the car.
Right? Yeah.
And so it's really hard to articulate, like, what do I want? I don't know. And so I'm not expecting you to solve my problems, but I you know, just would love your insight.
Okay. Well, I think we want to go back to get some insight on how to move forward. And what I want to go back to is before the role changed, where it had everything, check all the boxes. Then the role changed. And when the role changed, you begin to lose your fire. Is that what I understood? Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we just need to get some clues. When you were on fire, when you did love the work, what was the unique combination of work you loved, results that you were creating with your talent? What was that combination?
It's difficult to pinpoint.
No, it isn't.
It was a mix of, well, for me.
Well, no. I'm not being a contrarian. I'm going, it's not difficult for you to go, this is the part of my job that I really enjoyed. That's not difficult for you to tell me.
Yeah.
That. What's the work that you enjoyed? The type of work, a task, a function, I don't care how you describe it. What was the work that you really enjoyed?
I guess I was much closer to like our customer base, and you know, like things I really enjoy are, you know, presenting, teaching, selling, like advocating, these types of things. And so I got to do a heck of a lot more of that.
Yep. Okay. And what result are you, what result of that communicating, serving, speaking, performing, let's just call it that kind of work you love? It's communicative. That's the kind of work you really enjoy, where you've got to present, speak, cajole, influence, advocate, right?
That type of stuff. And like, ultimately you're solving problems, which of course feels great. To
what kind of problems?
Fix things for other people. Well, in our case, it's you know, software technology space. So
okay.
Those can map to secondary business problems and, you know, all types of things.
Okay, good. So let me now move us back to the present. I wanted to go back for you to just kind of jog your mind and go, okay, there was a season in my life where I really enjoyed work. Okay. Now what's interesting is I think because you got this cocktail of emotions that I think is confusing you. This is what I think. And the emotions are you are frustrated with the current job you have because it's very different than what you did in the past. You know you don't like it, and so you're frustrated with it, and it feels like, oh, man. And you don't have any, in your mind, you don't think you have any ideas. I don't think that's true, but you're not confident in any ideas or alternatives that you have to your current professional status. Then you mix in, you just won financially in a personal level that's just unbelievable. You have no debt. You paid off your house. You're a baby step millionaire. or you're about to be, or you will be soon. I mean, and you've been really intense to get there. And so you're winning in that area of your life, and it's opened up more options than you've ever had before. And so that's like, yay! And then you glance over to your professional life, and you're like, ugh. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, all right. It is.
So that's creating some confusion for you. When in all reality, I think what you have to do is go, wait a second, I'm financially stable like I never have been before in my life. I can pretty much do whatever I set my mind to. So now the question is, what would I do? What would I do if it was just me? Because it is just me now. I get to decide. I can change how I work now. Isn't this true? Or in the near future, you can change how you work?
It's absolutely true.
All right, then. So what are the ideas that you've had, but you have maybe a lot of questions. You don't know if it makes sense. Is it a midlife crisis? I don't think you're in a midlife crisis. I think you're going, you're confronting the reality that you have more options than you've ever had before. And I think it's freaking you out because you don't want to make the wrong choice. That's what I think.
Yeah. I think I'm also avoiding dealing with it or trying to.
Why?
And that's hurting me.
Why? Why are you avoiding it? This is more important than the idea part. Why are you avoiding making or choosing a path? Or even looking at possible paths. Why are you avoiding that?
Probably golden cuffs.
Because you're making really good money in this job you don't really like.
Yep.
How much money are you making?
So it's the easy path. There's a big variable part, but we'll just round it at 250.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. If I had a job waiting for you today, piece of paper, offer on the table, making 250 or more, and you knew you would enjoy the work, would you even be considering calling me, or would you have already taken the job?
I mean, if it was really what I'd want to do, I'd take it for a lot less money.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere. So this golden handcuff thing is really all about what other people are going to say, or you're worried about what other people are going to think. Or maybe you're your own worst critic and you're beating yourself up for the very idea that you would leave this great paying job. And you just told me you'd take a lesser paying job if it was something you love. So the question is, what would you love to do all day? Tell me. Stop thinking and tell me.
That's the thing I haven't been able to pinpoint.
That's not true. What kind of work do you love to do? Think about it. You've got a track record. What kind of work do you love to do? You love solving problems. Technology problems, people problems, what? What problems do you love to solve?
I'm good at solving technology problems, but I don't know if that's what gets me going. Right?
Okay, so here's what we're gonna do. We're running out of time. And you're so locked up that I've now learned that here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you my Get Clear Career Assessment. I'm going to give you the link. Okay? I'm going to give you a password. I want you to take it. And you're going to get a purpose sentence. And when you get that purpose sentence, here's exactly what you do with it. You begin to turn that purpose sentence into a job description, right? And you begin to look. Where can I do this type of work in this purpose statement? How can I do it? Where can I do it? And you're going to see things that pop up to you that you've never seen before. Are you willing to do that?
Absolutely.
All right, then. Hang on the line. Amanda's going to take care of you. If you need to, he can call me back and we'll walk through his purpose statement. Get the Get Clear Career Assessment at kencoleman.com. Once we know the mountain we want to climb, it becomes a lot easier to climb. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. November job numbers out. The unbelievable rate of people changing jobs continues. November numbers say 4.5 million people left their jobs. So if you take August, September, October, November numbers were over 18 million, steamrolling to 20 million people leaving their jobs. I don't think the trend stops anytime soon. People, you know, it's like at some point when it's the domino effect, right? It's like, okay, this baby's tipped. We'll stand back and watch the dominoes fall. How much longer does it go? I don't think anybody knows. I think it's safe bet that this is going to continue through the first quarter of 2022. So if you're thinking about searching for a job, you better be engaging with ZipRecruiter. Number one hiring site in the United States. Their technology, their service is second to none. And it's free to you. You're not paying a dime. So this is an extra strategy that can absolutely work for you. It is the best way to get hired because you're doing all the things you're doing, but you need to upload a profile with your resume in just minutes at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Then let them go to work for you. They start pitching you. I mean, you could, if you wanted to, get in the hammock and enjoy a glass of sun tea. I don't recommend it, but that's how good they are. They're going to go to work for you. They start pitching you. They give you updates when you get looks, likes, and they let the companies directly contact you. It's the best service out there. Do it now. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right. Speaking of latest numbers and latest things out there, let's get to it in the news. I got to tell you, sometimes these articles are greatly entertaining for me, not just illuminating. Here's the headline from money.com. From pet nanny to metaverse real estate agent. These side hustles scream 2022. All right. So some of these, like, I didn't even understand. I just had to walk through them. So here we go. Virtual assistant. This is not a new concept. This is the one that made me feel like I was up to date. Like, I started out the article and Alex gave it to me. I was like, okay. Oh, a virtual assistant. I mean, this is a booming industry. I got some good friends that have a virtual assistant company out of Atlanta, and they're making money hand over fist. They're printing money. Every time I look at this guy's Instagram page, they're on some exotic vacation. So, I mean, the virtual assistant industry, it's blowing up, and I think it got gasoline on the fire because of COVID and remote work. So, obviously, this is the same kind of work as an executive assistant, except you're doing it virtually from long distance online. Okay, here we go. Now, this is where I got. So, I got all cocky. I thought, oh, I'm up to date. And then I saw digital real estate agent. And so my initial thought on this was, oh, okay, so you do everything online. You sell houses online. You set up the visit. You unlock the door for them. They walk. No. This is actually, listen to me, folks. This is actually buying real estate in the digital metaverse world. I don't even know what I just said. I know what I said, but I have no idea what I'm talking about. This is real. So the digital world where people can play games, buy property, trade cryptocurrencies, and earn real money. One of the ways they earn real money is they're selling digital real estate. I should stop here because it's so far beyond my ability to process it. I've got to move on. But apparently, this is real. Investors are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for virtual land.
I have a virtual bridge I would like to sell you.
Yeah. This is real, folks. This is actually happening. Speaking of the digital world, here's another 2022 side hustle. Freelance NFT artist. Now, NFTs are non-fungible tokens. I must also admit, when I first read this, I did it quickly because I thought that was a typo. I thought it was non-fundable. And I was like, what's non-fundable mean? And I looked at it, and a couple more sentences kept showing up, fungible. I thought, is this fungi? Is this bacteria? What is this? I'm not kidding you. Non-fungible tokens. It's a big world. These are digital collector's items that are sold in groups of unique pieces that can number in the tens of thousands per collection. So where this means money is you got to have graphic designers and illustrators who can create these things. So you know what I called this? This is going to irritate my pal Gary V and people who follow everything Gary does in their body. Let me tell you this is a digital Beanie Babies. My grandmother used to collect Beanie Babies, and I think this is digital Beanie Babies. This is crazy. I'm going to collect an image that some designer has created, and it's worth money. Folks, I am such a brick and mortar, handshake, knee to knee, eye to eye guy. This makes me very nervous, Alex. How about play to earn gamer? Crypto powered online games are on track to become hugely popular. Axie Infinity, one of the best known games, allows players to earn rare virtual items like digital pets and land and tokens. Then they can trade or sell for real money. Lord help me. If I find out that my kids are paying money to buy digital tokens or land or pets, I'm going to lose my ever-loving mind. My ever-loving mind. If I come into the office one day, Alex, and I'm babbling, you just need to know, oh, we should call 911. Ken has discovered that his kids have spent money on a digital pet. I'll lose my mind. I will lose it. I will need to be hospitalized. But there's ways to make money. Now we're starting to get back into the real world with this one. This is the professional thrifter. Buying secondhand clothing is as trendy as ever. Clothing resale apps like Depop and Poshmark are surging in popularity, thanks in part to trendy teens who post their finds on TikTok, and all it takes to earn some extra cash is a little eye for fashion and willingness to invest in the hunt. I'm going to write that down really quick. Depop and Poshmark. Maybe I'll start selling some of my shoes, man. I got good taste in shoes. You know, I don't know. I don't see shoes in this, but why wouldn't they? I guess that, you know, furniture. I mean, any of the secondhand market's big. Okay, pet travel nanny. This is the one that blew my mind. And if you think you can't get a job in 2022, I better not hear you say that in earshot of me. And this proves that you're wildly wrong. So a lot of people, because of the pandemic, this is a sweet story, have decided to adopt pets. All right? And so it's carved a niche for people who love pets and people who love driving a car or a vehicle. So when pet rescues or breeders and owners need help transporting dogs from foster home to forever home or on a big move, they will enlist the help of a human to be the travel companion, the delivery boy or girl, if you will, for Fido. People accompany pets on airplanes for families or transport them in their vehicles, often on their own schedule. Citizen Shipper is an actual service that connects pet travel nannies. This is ridiculous. We have to call it a pet travel nanny? I'm okay with pet travel assistant. I feel like we're losing our collective minds when we call it a pet travel nanny. No pet needs a nanny. I don't care how freaking rich you are. That's absurd. But here's the deal. I'm having fun with this. But here's the deal. You love to travel and you love pets. You got patience and you want to go through an airport with a pet. Some good side money. And I'll bet you they give you a per diem. It's not mentioned in this, but wouldn't you bet they do? You got to have snacks. So you hop on the plane. You take Fido on the plane. You deal with all the masks, all the security, all the things. You get off the plane. You get an Uber, you deliver Fido, you get back on the plane, you go home. If you want to make money doing that, be my guest. But there you go, folks. From pet nanny to metaverse real estate agent. Side hustles in 2022. Can you believe that? You would have never convinced me 20 years ago that you could buy digital land. Yikes. Can I just say something really quick to just kind of tie a bow on this? If your life sucks so bad that you got to spend time in the metaverse, you should probably listen to The Ken Coleman Show. I can help you out. This is, in fact, The Ken Coleman Show. Oh, yes, it is possible to make a great income and a great impact all in the same job role. It is possible. I'm Ken Coleman. I'm here to help you do it, figure out what it is, or figure out how to get there, or how to move faster on the journey. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's get to the phones. Sarah joins us in Tampa, Florida. Sarah, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi. Thank you for... Hello?
I'm here. Hi, Sarah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you so much. I'm overwhelmed. I graduated in 2014 with a management information systems degree, a bachelor's, and I have 80,000 in student loan debt. So whatever I choose, I feel that it has to help meet the need of helping me pay off that debt. And
how much did you say it was? 8,000?
80,000.
Oh, 80. Okay, gotcha. All right. All right, so what's your question?
I'm overwhelmed and
okay. Overwhelmed with what? Quiz. Overwhelmed with what's overwhelming you? I can help, but I want you to identify what is overwhelming you. What specifically are you overwhelmed by?
Not knowing how to connect the little that I know about myself with meeting the need of my debt. And I want to be independent. I came back to move in with my mother because surviving, and I'm glad that you touched on that topic, surviving was so distracting, and I was taking jobs out of survival just to make ends meet.
Okay, got it.
And then I would find myself trying this for 6 months, and just, hey, it paid my minimal bills, but it wasn't attacking the debt enough.
Okay.
And I feel like, how do I find my purpose that also meets my immediate needs as well?
Okay, so I totally understand, but here's what you're doing. You have built this emotion up because this debt is... it's hanging over you, and I understand it. It's $80,000, a lot of money, but I can also tell you that it's very, very, very doable. It's not as high of an amount as you think. All right, I'm going to help you with that. But I want you to emotionally begin to separate. Okay, I've got my student loan debt, but I also have a degree, and I know that I have talent, and I know that I can find work that I love that produces results that matter to me, and I can move up the ladder towards purposeful work. And I can make the debt payments as well. But you've got it like, it's got to be all or nothing. It's got to be, I got to step right into the dream job. And it's got to easily service my debt payment, as opposed to going, oh, wait a second. The reality is this is a journey. See, I think career, the word career defines the scope of all of your work, your journey. So do you have to step right into something that you love? Not necessarily. If you can, great. But what we want you to not feel the pressure scraping by financially to where you feel like you're going to go live with your mom. Okay? So let's just get realistic for a second. Let's get the money piece quickly out of the way so we can focus on your heart, what it is you think you want to do. How much money do you need to make to where you're taking care of your basic four walls, your housing, your utilities, your transportation, and food? Plus, be able to pay your loan payment. How much money? What's a salary range that would you would be comfortable? You wouldn't be scraping by. Do you know?
Yeah, I would say about $3,000.
$3,000 gross.
That would give me about
or net.
Maybe I could put $500 towards the student loan payment. Okay. If I at $3,000, I could put $500, and then maybe at $4,000, I could put $1,500 towards the student loan payment.
Okay. How much is your student loan? What's the minimum payment on the student loan?
Well, it depends on what I'm making. So I do income based, and so they'll take whatever I can afford.
Okay,
but
okay.
All right, they like 200.
Okay, great. So
they like to see that.
All right, so I like the 500. I like the 1,000. If you can get that kind of income. So the point is like what we first want to do is we want to go, okay, which direction do I want to go in my career? Okay. And since the paying off the loan is income-based. As I step onto the ladder that I want to climb, and as I begin to climb up the ladder, the more I make, all right, the more they're going to take, and you're going to have more margin, and you're going to put more on it than they're actually taking. You're going to pay it off with reckless abandon. Mm-hmm. So you're mm-hmm. assuming that you just have to have a job that will take care of you, and then I just hope it's enough there to pay off a loan, or I hope I can make progress in my purpose. Let's figure out what your purpose is in work and realize that as we climb the ladder towards that, we're going to pay the loan off. Do you understand what I'm saying? That needs to be your new mindset.
Yes.
Okay, then. So what is it that you think you want to do? You at least went to school. You tinkered around with an idea. You came out mm-hmm. of school. What is it that you think you want to do? What kind of work would be you think would be a dream for you, where you are using your talent to do work you love, your passion, to produce results that matter deeply to your mission? What would that work look like for you right now? Dream a little
bit. I'm not 100% sure, but lately I've been dreaming about event planning. Now, I don't have any experience in it. But
I don't care. Experience to me does not matter. You and I are talking about your heart. Event planning. Is there another idea that has also bounced around in your head?
I love beauty, and I love music. I love comforting people and relieving their pain and suffering and bringing them to a physical and emotional place where they feel comforted, encouraged, and happy.
Woo, that sounds good. Now we're getting somewhere, Sarah. That's pretty awesome stuff. Did I hear you say at the start of the call, I heard it, but I kept moving. Did you say you took my Get Clear Career Assessment?
Yes, I did, and I have it in front of me.
Excellent. I want you to read it slowly so that the audience and I can keep up with you. Read your purpose statement.
I was created to use my talents of instruction, connection, compassion to perform my passions of advocating, protecting, leading, to accomplish my mission of influence by producing change and progress.
Okay. When you took this assessment, when you first got your results and you read the detailed description of all of those top three talents and the top three passions, when you read those, did it feel like it was reading your mail? Did it feel like it was pretty darn accurate in describing you?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. So when I hear event planning as an idea, I want to run it back through my top three passions. So read the top three passions out loud quickly for me one more time.
Advocating, protecting, leading.
Okay. So what you do is, practically speaking, you go, all right, let me think of what is all involved in the event planning space. Does those three types of work, do they exist? Could I spend 75-80% of my day doing this kind of work in the event planning space? Becomes a very easy way to kind of figure it out. Let's look in the beauty space. Making people feel safe, making people feel emotionally better. Oh, that's where the advocating and the leading and the compassion and the connection. Do you see that?
Yes, very much.
So where can you use those top talents? What we're talking about, the world at work here, to do that kind of work. And I want you to really focus on the passion and the mission, because the mission result for you is influence. And what that means is you want to change the way people think and feel about themselves and thus change the way they act. True or false?
Yes.
Bingo. Did you hear your voice? Did you hear the juice?
Yes.
So here's your homework assignment. Start looking in those spaces where I can help people feel better, think better about themselves. How would I do that? Using my talents and doing that kind of work that I love. All of a sudden, we can find it. It's no longer hide and seek. We know what we're looking for. Hey, you matter. You have what it takes. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.